Boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in to the Big Honker Podcast. This is our weekly pick'em, kind of a bonus episode, a little behind the scenes cut type stuff. So thank you for tuning in. You need to go check out our sponsors. Go check out Boss Shot Shells. You'll never go back to shooting anything else. Pacific Calls, Dive Bomb Industries, Dirty Duck Coffee, Shin Gear, MLR Graphics, Looking Glass Podcast, Lucky Duck, Ducks Unlimited, Double T British Kennels, Mossberg, Hemp Hill Farms, Alpha Outdoor Specialties, and Stanfield Outfitters.
Welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by Stanfield Hunting Outfitters and MLR Graphics in Breckenridge, Texas. It's time to get those Little League Baseball uniforms. Look up MLR Graphics in Breckenridge, Texas. They'll take care of you.
Oh.
You ready for baseball?
Fuck no. I'm over basketball. I'm over. I'm already not looking forward to baseball.
You coach baseball, too.
I do.
You do a good
baseball.
Job.
Oh, I am fucking. I'm not looking forward to
I look
to that.
Forward to watching Reese play more than I do Jameson.
I am not. Well, yeah. I mean,
T-ball's terrible.
Yeah, obviously.
But it's like watching cats get chased around.
Ugh. Oh, it is. Spring's already busy enough. And then you throw that shit on. I don't.
Adds to it.
I don't feel like I'm a very good parent.
Why? Because you get sick of shit.
I don't look forward to it.
You know, I wonder if I'm
but
sure,
I don't know if you ever look forward to it either.
Once you guys got into competitive baseball,
yeah.
It didn't bother me so much. It was always enjoyable. I liked when you played Little League, Zach and Payne, all three of y'all I enjoyed. I did not like chasing Zach around playing travel ball, and I did not like going to all the tournaments with Payne when he kept getting picked up.
Right.
I hated that. I was ready for shit to be over with. But that's just me. I'd also not live in my life through you guys like a lot of parents
and
do.
Maybe I need to do that more. I don't know.
I don't think that's healthy.
No, I know. But, I mean, to not look forward to it. Like, there's going to be a day, I'm sure, where I miss it, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I can tell you an example of that. I don't miss going to T-ball games, but I will go to Jameson's T-ball game. Same with Landon's. I do not enjoy T-ball at all.
No, nobody does.
But as they got older, Dylan's basketball I'm starting to enjoy because it's competitive.
I just don't like basketball. It's the dumbest sport on earth.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that. Nate Oak and that Cold Iron will, but he's the only one I know that
it's
will.
It's ridiculous. It's an awful sport. It is. There's too many basketball games. It's like baseball. There's too many baseball games. The people in the stands are terrible. It's just, it's awful.
Well,
everything about basketball is awful. It's in the middle of hunting season. It's wintertime. Nobody wants to be out. Now you're in a stuffy gym. You're spreading the flu. You're spreading COVID. Just stay at home. Don't play basketball. Stay at home. Go hunting. Get out in the fresh air. Basketball is for homosexuals. Homosexuals. And people that weren't tough enough to play football.
You pissed everybody in Kentucky and Indiana off.
It's for people that it's for little girls and it's for people that weren't tough enough to play football. This was their time to go shine.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the
feedback. I don't give a shit. Jeff, it sucks. It's a dumb sport.
You know, college girls basketball's finally got something really good going for them.
Caitlin Clark.
Yes. And the girl Reese, whatever the Reese, whether the chick from LSU that's got a lot of attitude, they don't go to class ever. But Caitlin Clark has got one more year of eligibility left, she wants to stay.
Right.
She's fixing to set the all-time record for scoring. I just read this morning. I really don't care about girls' basketball none, but I thought it was kind of
sure
interesting.
Sounds like you do.
Cheryl Swoops was pissed, the ex-Tech girl, because she's fixing to set the record.
Why would Cheryl Swoops be mad?
I guess an extra year
of eligibility?
Well, Caitlin Clark's going to do it in 4 years, just like the girl that's got the record. I think it's because she's white. I really do.
What's Cheryl Swoops?
Black. So, anyways, I don't know that's the reason why, but it just seems like there's a lot of hatred there for some reason.
Well, that's a name I hadn't heard in a while.
But anyway, she come out on some podcast and she was complaining about her. And the guy kept saying, well, she's doing it in 4 years. Yeah, she's got that fifth year eligibility. I don't think the fucking elevator goes to the top. Right. You don't understand. She's done it in the same right time. She's got seven games to score 68 points. So she should shatter the record. And she can go a fifth year. Now, Caitlin Clark is a big name in basketball. People watch basketball because of her. Girls, little girls love to watch it because of her. You know what? She should stay and play one more year at Iowa. She'd probably make more money at Iowa than she will in the WNBA.
And do they make it? I thought that was like a volunteer program. I thought that was like going to an animal shelter.
What?
Playing in the WNBA.
Well, it basically is. They don't get paid shit. Nobody gives a shit about it.
Well, I thought you just like donate your time and maybe they'll put you on TV every
I think you get a quarter of a million a year.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I thought you paid them to play.
I think that you've pissed all the docs off today.
I don't care. Fuck them. I've got the flu still. Either my wife is hitting me when I'm sleeping, or I've got an earache or a toothache, and I don't know which it is. So fuck basketball.
So anyways, Caitlin Clark is going to, she should stay one more year at Iowa, collect $1 million a year from the Iowa boosters, make NCAA girls basketball relevant. Because I know two girls, its names that play in the NCAA. I mean, in the girls basketball, Caitlin Clark and the Reese chick from LSU.
Yeah.
I do not know the name of one guy playing basketball in the NCAA men's because I don't watch it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Anyways, don't really care either much. But we're going to, before we do our pick 'em, we are going to do we've got to pick the numbers for our football pot. And our football pot, where the fuck did them cards go? I just had them.
I'm also fighting with a guy over the fucking theme song to this.
What do you mean?
When we started this podcast, I bought the rights to the music.
Yeah.
Well, now every morning I get up and there's about 15 videos on YouTube that the guy, I guess, that owns the music is now putting our episodes into can't be monetized. So I'm fucking going back and forth with him.
Up until
today, anytime I dispute that he's taken out whatever on our videos, it's just been released and then we get the monetization, which is not much. But today, before I came out here, the last three disputes that are the last three claims that I disputed, he said no to. So now I'm trying to find the light because right now, up until this point, I've just been saying I've got the license. But I do. Jesse's got it. So now I'm trying to get it from her to send to him. It's just a whole fucking mess.
So this guy sells music.
I don't know if he sells it or buys it.
Okay, well, we bought this, and then this cocksucker's trying to come back and claim it. Give me his name and number. I'll call him.
Well, that's the thing is you don't know.
And I'll go fucking find and visit him.
International Music and Audio Visual Licensing has decided that their copyright claim is still valid.
Well, I got news for the old bastard. There ain't nobody else's podcast getting the plays that ours does.
Wow.
And that's just a money grab. So go piss off because we ain't got no money. Yeah. Okay, here it is. We're going to draw numbers for the board that we did on the podcast page. I've got the board's full already. And we're going to draw the numbers, and we're going to draw them from San Francisco down. So it's going to go from the top to the bottom, and I'm going to fill out the numbers, and then I'm going to fill it in on the anybody that's in on this, it's on the podcast, the private podcast page. The board will be up. We do a Super Bowl deal every year. So anyways, I'm going to post them up. The board's already been filled in. All I'm doing is the numbers, and I told them I'd do it live or on the podcast, so here's how we're going to do it. So anyways, here goes. You draw a number for San Francisco. Just draw the cards, and it's going to stop from the top to the bottom. With San Francisco first and then KC next. Okay, give me the number.
It is.
First card.
8.
And 8 is the first number, okay?
9.
9.
4.
4.
10.
That's 0. A 0, okay.
Ace, 1.
1.
2.
2.
5.
5.
7.
7.
6.
6.
3.
3. So if you have a 2, 5, or 9, you might as well not even watch the game if you want to make money, basically.
Yeah, you could. It's got to be high scoring.
Well, no. In this format, 9 is not that unusual because if you score a touchdown, then you get the extra point. I thought that was Tony. I heard him change something. Okay, now we're going to do the KCs. These will go from left to right.
Give these a little shimmy, shimmy shake. Okay. Let's cut them. Cut those bitches.
Okay.
0.
0.
1.
1.
5.
5.
8.
8.
Six.
Two.
Seven.
Four.
Three.
Nine. Okay, those are the numbers, and I will put that fill the board in here when we get off all our podcasts today, and I'll have it up this evening. So, anyways, that's the deal on the board. All right, let's talk Super Bowl, because this is what this is all about. The last pick 'em of the year. The guest won this year. Congratulations to the guest, and congratulations to me and Andy for finishing behind the guest, me being last this time. So, Super Bowl's coming, the Taylor Swift Bowl.
Thank God.
You know, I did not realize that Taylor Swift, that Toby Keith gave her first record deal.
I saw that on X.
I didn't know if that was true or not, but I guess he did.
And I don't either.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith. He was a good guy. He didn't sell out like everybody else did.
Well, no, he died.
Well, he didn't sell out before he died, at least. I saw where Garth Brooks got canceled at Caesar's Palace.
Really?
Yep, they canceled the show.
I'll be damned.
There's a lot of people like me out there.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. I don't know who I'm picking.
I know who I'm picking. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers. And I'll tell you why.
Is this out of spite, though?
Nope. I'm definitely not a Kansas City Chief fan, other than when they beat Baltimore last week.
Okay.
I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback to ever play the game. Okay. I think he's better than Tom Brady.
Okay. Big accusations, but okay.
I do believe that. And I think if he wins a Super Bowl this time, that it's a legit argument. If Mahomes wins the Super Bowl Sunday, and something unfortunately happened to him on Monday, and he never could play football again.
Yeah,
he would go down arguably and debatably as the greatest quarterback ever. It would be one and two race. Mm. It would be just like LeBron and Michael Jordan.
I think Brady would still have it.
Well, for the first 6 years or whatever it is, it's a pretty tight race.
True.
I think that he's a better quarterback. You know, Brady won a lot his first, I think, 6 years, and then they had a lull for about 5 or 6, 7 years, and they started winning again. I don't think they ever lost. I just don't think they won a Super Bowl for a little bit. I think that Mahomes is better with a ball than anyone I've ever seen.
He's flawless. Or he's effortless. Not flawless, yeah. He's effortless.
Ben Roethlisberger could move out of the pocket and throw the ball very well.
Yeah.
Brett Favre could throw the ball on the run really well.
Yeah.
Mahomes is better than both of them at that.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes people miss. And it's like you keep waiting for someone to knock his fucking dick in the dirt.
Not happening.
And it don't do it. He just cuts, moves, or does whatever. I think I used to really like Mahomes as a person. And I don't dislike him as a person. I thought he was a little whiny on that Buffalo Bills loss when he started whining about Kadarius Toney being offsides. But other than that, he doesn't whine much. The other players on other teams really seem to like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they hated Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They don't hate Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest half-white quarterback that ever played the game, and I think he's the greatest quarterback that ever played the game. So, with that being said, I think San Francisco's got a better team.
Man, you sure made an argument for San Francisco.
They have better linebackers.
Okay.
They have better receivers.
Yeah, 100%.
Their tight ends are probably pretty close.
About a wash.
But their running back is by far the best running back in the league.
Yep.
Their offensive line is better. Tooney's not playing for Kansas City.
Tooney. I don't know who Tooney is.
He's their guard, all-pro guard. I don't think Kadarius Tooney's playing either.
Right.
He's a dumbass. I think San Francisco wins the game. I think it's going to be like 34-31.
Wow.
Hope I have a 1-4.
Wow. I've gone back and forth. Defense wins championships. San Francisco's got the better defense on my mind. Oh, he's ready.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
San Francisco's got a better defense. So I think experience is going to win this.
Kansas City's got a lot of experience.
So I'm taking Kansas City.
It's not a bad pick. It was not an easy pick for me on that.
I've gone back and forth all week. I have not known what to do. So Kansas City's for me. I think Kansas City's the dynasty of today's age. So be ready to run this back next year.
Oh, if you're in the AFC right now, you're going to have to beat Mahomes to get in. He's lost two games. He's lost in the playoffs. He lost to Tom Brady and to Joe Burrow.
Right.
And that's it.
So anyway, I hope it's a good game. I hope it's not a blowout. A lot of times these big games are just blowouts, and that sucks. So. Hopefully it's four quarters of fun.
If you live in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, in the Panhandle, it's going to be a snowy white Sunday. So enjoy the football game. Enjoy your family. Don't get real drunk. Do nothing stupid.
Yep.
Don't throw a fucking... There's going to be somebody that's going to throw something on a TV and smash their TV up over a football game. That's dumb. If you got a brand new 100-inch TV, if you'll call me, I'll bring you a shitty one to throw up and just trade you out right now.
All right. That's the last pick'em. We'll do this again in September. It's been a lot of fun. Goodbye.
See ya. Bye. Shouldn't we get a football game on Friday night now this year?
Yeah, I saw that. Philly. Boys and girls, go check out all of our great sponsors. Go check out Shin Gear, Looking Glass Podcast, Lucky Duck, Dirty Duck Coffee, Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, BHP25, Boss Shot Shells, MLR Graphics, Ducks Unlimited, Double T British Kennels, Mossberg, Stanford Outfitters, Hemp Hill Farm, and Alf Outdoor Specialties.